Good morning. Come on in. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. So ask me anything. Y'all can ask me anything. Y'all know y'all can ask me anything. I just came back from my yearly physical. I got all the bits and parts checked. Everything's good. Blood work's good. Y'all are stuck with me. It's what my doctor said. Stuck with me. Okay. Make sure that your chat is set to everyone. The amazing coach Lisa is with us in the chat and in the Q&A today. Like I said, just ask me anything. So, who all went to the weekend workshop this past weekend? Anybody go? This thing, we just had. Yes, so good. Actually, before I got on this call, I was listening to the weekend lessons again on the website, the videos, because I'm just gonna tell y'all. So many of y'all are like listening to things and never go back and listen to them again. And I've already listened to the weekend, just the videos, not the coaching, none of that. I've already listened to them twice. I listened to them again today before this call, and I took another page full of notes. So that is how you want to be listening to content. It is not something that you're going to get through and be done, be like, well, that's done. Finished, no more. Y'all know that when you listen to something, you only retain about 25% of it. About 25%. So you listen to the No BS Weight Loss course, you listen to emotional eating, you listen to one of the workshops. You're like, weekend is my thing. I know I struggle on the weekends. And you just put in an AirPod and listen sometimes when you're doing other things. Even if you are focused, you're only retaining 25% of it. So give yourself an opportunity to go through more than one time. It is so important to go back through, to listen. Even if you listen to it now and 6 months from now, set an alarm on your phone to go back and listen again, because you're going to be a different version of you. And the new version of you is going to hear it in a totally different way. I'll go back and listen to the No BS Weight Loss course right now, and I'll be like, has that always been in there? I ain't been in there before. I don't think I've heard that before. Did she just add that? No, it's been in there the whole time. But it's me going through something in my life, starting to struggle with something a little bit, and it will catch on to something I have not heard. So that's my spiel for going through content. So there's that. Now, make sure you're using Ask Coaches this month. I've been giving y'all an update every single week. So the first couple of weeks, only like 5% of y'all were going over to Ask Coaches every day, well, every week. Then we got up to like 8%. Last week, 10%, well, week before last, 10% of y'all used Ask Coaches. And last week, 13% of you used Ask Coaches. So the number is going up. I want to see it keep going up. I want to get it to 100%, y'all. There's no reason y'all should not be going over there and asking a question. No reason at all. And if you are a person who says over and over and over again, I really need to use that Ask Coaches. That would make such a difference. And you never go and get the help that you need, then head over to the website and look at private coaching. That's what I have to say about that. Because we got to get you keeping promise to yourself, reaching out to get help, and helping you figure out this weight loss shit for the last damn time and feel as amazing as you deserve, as we say here at No BS. And speaking of private coaching, anybody that uses Ask Coaches this month, at the very end of the month, Yasmin's going to take everybody's name and put it in a hat and shake it up and pull somebody's name out, and they are going to get a month of private coaching. I want Ask Coaches to come to my house. It is Brianna every time you pull your phone out of your pocket. Ha! Listen to that, would you? Yeah, that's how you take us with us everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. So that is very important. I know. Look at me, how quick I am with the answers. I'm very quick. All right. So make, I know I would love to be able to go to everybody's house. Just, put me in a suitcase and just travel around. Oh, Debbie, you're gonna love this story. My mama has figured out how to FaceTime us. She's FaceTiming now all the time. And I have a relationship with my mama. She called me the other night and she said, do you mind if I tell you something, you promise you won't get mad? And I said, the way that you started that tells me I will get mad, but I know you and I know you're going to tell me anyway. So we're on FaceTime And she was like, okay, I'm going to tell you, I hate your glasses. I hate everything about them. They're too big for your face. I don't like the color. I was like, thanks. Yep. Yep, that's what she told me. I was like, thank you. She said, okay, love you. Bye. Bye. My husband said, she never talks to me that way. I'm like, no, she only me. I am the blessed one. Lucky is what I am. I know every time she opens her mouth, I hear Josh Groban singing "You Raise Me Up" in the background. That's the soundtrack of our conversations. Yep. Oh, Lee's right down Highway 51, girl. Okay, ask me questions. It is ask me anything. I think they're Tory Burch. That's where they are. I got them from my doctor's office. And I have two glasses. I have these glasses, but I can't see my computer with these glasses. So these are my computer glasses. They're a little bit red. I'm in my Sally Jesse Raphael area. All right. Wendy has a question in the Q&A. She's the only one that's got a question. So come on over here and ask me questions. I have such a martyr complex at work. Likely, only I am finding these issues, but makes me eat like a crazy person at night. So tell me about that. So you see something that's wrong and you're the one that always fixes it. Is that what it is? Tell me about it, Wendy. Because how does that show up? I guess is what I'm trying to say. What does that mean? Like I find it and I fix it, or I find it like a martyr to me would be like, well, I finally found that problem we've been having, and now I've spent all of my precious time to fix it. So tell me what that means to you. Because martyr, I feel like, means different things to different people. Oh, you find it and then you get all angry. Okay. So what do you make it mean about everybody that works with you? They don't notice things. They don't care. What does that mean? Why don't other folks find this? I should pull Lisa up because for a long time, Lisa worked with me and I don't find shit. I don't find anything. I don't see a problem. I always look on the bright side. Like, Lisa is my problem solver. If I can't figure it out, I call Lisa because I can't see shit. She would see all kinds of stuff. I don't. So I need a Lisa. They need a Wendy. We were even talking about like proofreading. I was saying we were just in Nashville. But Wendy, I'm going to tell you this. She said, I feel like then I put in a ton of energy and leave work exhausted. You are leaving work exhausted because of this. They should be doing better. I have to bear this on my own. Nobody's gonna help me. Lisa, what was your thought when I couldn't find shit, when you were catching all my mistakes? That's just MJ. I don't know what your thoughts were, but give us some of your thoughts. Because thank God for Lisa. That's all I know. And Kathy, all of them. I don't pay attention to detail. If y'all have ever noticed that about me. So somebody like proofreading, they'll put something in Slack and be like, look at this. Look at this typo. I'll look at it for 15 minutes. I know there's a typo. I don't see it. But Wendy, when you think, this is my superpower, this is how I contribute. I have a gift that a lot of people don't have. That could be your thought. That's not going to leave you at work exhausted. But right now, good thing I'm here. That was Lisa's thoughts. I know no BS would fall apart without me. That could have been Lisa's thought. I just am not a t attention to detail person. And that is what they need me. Yes. We all have a superpower. This is mine. If you are telling yourself that all day, you're going to leave work feeling like a badass. Not exhausted. Because everybody in a company, everybody in a family, everybody in a friend group, everybody in this membership plays a role. And you know what yours is. It's to find the shit that nobody else sees. And thank God for it. We all need a work wife like that. Lisa happens to be my work wife. Whatever. We all have a work wife. Lisa's mine. There you go. Sometimes I questioned if what I saw mattered, but then I stopped worrying about that and just shared with MJ. I love that. And sometimes it was like little, and I'd be like, we don't need to spend time on that. But there were a lot of times I'm like, oh my God, so glad you saw that. Oh, that's a good, Kathy says, I ask some colleagues if they want me to point out the mistakes, and if they don't, I'll leave it. Yeah. All right. Maureen, I'm a big believer in mindset to support me living my best life, including my no BS journey. Girl, I'm right there with you. Do you have any wisdom on how to anchor into our future self to support, encourage, celebrate ourselves? Yes, Maureen, I do. We've got a couple of things. For me and for a lot of no BS women, we had to bring it back in tighter. Closer to us. And I always use this example, but it works so well. Every night, I make my coffee for in the morning. I set it up, put the coffee in there, the water, it's got a timer, all the amazing things. And I do that for my future self at 5 o'clock because when my alarm goes off or when I wake up, that also gives me like encouragement to get out of bed because I can smell the coffee. And to me, that helps me. That is me right now helping my future self. That future version of me at 5 a.m. She's not that far away. You can do things now for the future version of you tonight. If you go off plan at lunch today, or you overeat at lunch today, there's a future version of you that lays her head down on the pillow tonight. Ask her. How can I lay my head down tonight proud? What can I do for the rest of this day? And I can promise you it ain't gonna be fuck it eat. I promise you it's not gonna be start over tomorrow. It's gonna be, you know what? Just wait till you're hungry. You can still save this day, and I can still go to bed proud. Yes, Janet said she cleans the kitchen before bed, and then her future, her morning self can thank her. But when you're thinking about leaving a bite behind and you're trying to tap in to the version of you that's 50 pounds less, and you're talking about one bite, for me, that was super hard to do. It's just one bite out of 50 pounds. But when I talked about how do I want to feel tonight when I go to bed? What does the Friday version of me want to do? I'm going to get on that scale, and that's going to be my weight for the week. How is the version of me on Wednesday going to support that? And I hope that's helpful because it is very true. You know, last night I had a doctor's appointment early this morning. So last night I went to bed early. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to sleep, but I'm going to go ahead and lay down. So that I can get more rest. That was me taking care of the future version of me. Because I looked ahead. I'm like, you gotta be at it. I had to drop the dog off at the groomers and then go over to the doctor's. Had to leave early and be ready and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, how can I help myself in the morning? It was go to bed 30 minutes early. Did I fall asleep? Not really. But I was in there resting my body. Laura says, our group 8-pound challenge by the end of September was discussed how some of us are doing all the things but not losing weight. Is the answer portion size? No. Check that out. I'm coming to the live call this afternoon. Oh, okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. It is not portion size. It is doable hunger. If you are doing all the things, if your habit tracker or your quick start tracker says that 100% of the time or 95% of the time you are following hunger and enough, we are going to have to recalibrate that. because that is simply not the case. Unless you've got a medical thyroid or something. If you would swear to me $50,000 that you are following doable hunger, the next step is to go to the doctor to have like blood work and stuff checked out. Because you got to. Just to make sure. But if you're good there, like I just had my blood work done. I'm right as rain. Thyroid's good. Everything good. A1C's good. If my scale was not moving, I've got to go back and look at doable hunger. Because if you say, when you say portion size, to me that indicates measurement. Like I've eaten a serving size of rice and a serving size of chicken and a serving size. That might still be more than enough. Your body dictates what enough is. Your thoughts dictate what enough is. And it can be different every meal. That's why you have to know those cues. Some days we're hungrier than others. And what looks like a portion or what they say is a portion or what they say is a serving size might be too much on some days. And it might not be enough on other days. But here's the thing, Laura, whoever's not losing weight, tell them to send their data to Ask Coaches or email me at support@pnptribe.com. Because you are not far away from help. You go in there, you post the question, you go back in that 8-pound challenge group and you tell them, MJ said, if you're anybody in no BS, if your scale is not moving and you think it should be, or hell, if you know it shouldn't be and you want to get on track, you've got to reach out. I have all of the answers. Lisa has all of the answers. We just have to know the question. If we don't know you're not losing weight, we can't come up with a plan for you. If we don't know you're not losing weight, we cannot tell you what your next steps are. If we don't know that you're not, you know, getting your water in, we can't help you. But if we know it, we'll help you. So that is what I want you to do. Don't ever sit around and think, well, I should be doing this, or I wish I was doing that, or maybe once I can get my crap together, I'm going to go ask the coaches. We want it when you're crap. We want messy you. We want the version of you that can't figure out what to do next. And we want to celebrate with you when you figure it out. But all you, I mean, literally, y'all, my email is always open. support@pnptribe.com or the blue question mark at the bottom of any page. I'm around all of the time. Ask Coaches is open 24/7. 365. And you can also, that Zoom reminder you got for this call, click reply. It'll get you back to us. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. But I do not care if you don't have your crap together. I do not care if you're not doing one damn thing. I don't care. I want to know about it and I want to help you, but I can't unless you say, hey, you know what? I really do need some help. That's all. That's my speech, Laura. Tell them to email me their data. If you're not losing weight, you do it 3 or 4 weeks. And you're like, this damn scale ain't budging. Next thing, that is your indicator light on your dashboard. That I need to ask a question. Or I just need to, if you ain't got a question, be like, scale ain't moving. I don't know what's going on. I'll tell you exactly the next step. I will walk you through it. I find myself completely uninterested in food now. This is anonymous. She is on a GLP-1. And your hunger doesn't show up until far too late. I find myself buying my favorite foods and the better and best options. And I want nothing. But then I get to the hangry point and eat crap. I wish we lived in the Jetsons. Remember the food pellets? I make plans and then don't follow and say, fuck it. I keep thinking that the GLP-1 is working. My hunger is muted. I stay full longer, but still manage to eat crap. And then I feel like crap physically and mentally. Okay. First of all, Corinne did a weight loss drugs, medical weight loss. So we did talk about surgery on there. And, the first two people got coached on weight loss drugs. We talked exactly about this. The replay will be out tomorrow. I just wrote the call description for it. It was so good. And anybody, I don't give a shit if y'all on weight loss drugs. The call that Corinne did yesterday, she talked a lot about doable hunger and signs and whatnot. People were on there. The chat blew up with, like, I am not even on weight loss meds. This is a must listen to call. So do not let the title scare you. The call was fire. It was amazing. One lady got coached on wanting comfort from food and different things. It was so good. The met yes, it was so good. But we talked about hunger and a lot of different ways that our body has hunger. And this is for all of us. This is for all of us. When we are dieting, when we're going about our life, weight loss, I'm not talking about weight loss meds now. I'm talking about anybody, weight loss meds or no. We are taught through diets that we cannot eat until we are starving. So when Corinne says, when I say eat when you're hungry, our brain is like, that's all we know. Stomach growling, headache, shaky, feeling like I could just eat a horse. That is what our brains throw up to us. That is hunger. So Corinne says, first whispers of hunger. When you're first starting to get hungry, that doesn't compute to us because we have one definition of hunger. So Corinne was even talking about she said she was talking to somebody in Facebook, and they're like, I'm never hungry, but I'm losing my hair. Yeah, you are hungry. You're not getting enough nutrients. That you've got to hone into other signals. It could be a thought. I'm starting to get hungry. It's been a while since I ate. I think I'm getting hungry. That is a hunger cue that we discount so often. For me, I can sit here and work and get in the flow sitting at this desk, but when I start to get hungry, I get like wiggly and I keep clicking. I click, 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 click. I'll do one thing and then I don't finish it. I'm like, I am getting hungry. If I get to a stomach growl, I have gone too far. So especially if you're on a GLP-1, well, there's a couple things. There's two things. You're going to have to open up your horizon of what does hunger feel like? What does the first whispers of hunger feel like? Which is not hungry. I mean, it is hungry, but just to differentiate in your mind, if you're one of those people that has hungry as like starving, that's number one. And number two, if you are on a GLP-1 and you have no hunger cues at all, we talk about timed eating in the course. If it's been 5 hours, get an apple and some peanut butter. Grab yourself some string cheese. Heat up your lunch and eat some of it. There is nothing wrong with that. So many women will come into an OBS not even have a hunger cue because you hadn't listened to it in so long. Your brain is like, fucking, I ain't sending her no more. She ain't listened to it once. I'm not going to tell her again. And they turn it off. You've got to build trust with your body. For some of you, you're taking a GLP-1 and it is extremely muted. And it's been 7 hours. You're going to have to go get something to eat. You're going to need to get something to eat. Let's see. And oh, that was anonymous. Kristen, I struggle with boundaries around my sleep. I make myself available to others to the detriment of my sleep. For example, last night my sister called 20 minutes before bed and I answered the phone and I was on the call for the next 90 minutes. Okay, first of all, Kristen, you got to decide, is that who you want to be? Because you said boundaries, probably not. But if one of my kids called me and I was about to go to bed, they're gonna trump sleep all the time. But if it is a habit or a pattern that goes on often, then you do have to set a boundary. So I want to ask you, Kristen, it is like, girl, I'm going to bed and my mama has FaceTimed me 4 times. I told y'all she FaceTimes me. You've got to decide. When you get on the phone, what would have happened, Kristen, if you would have said, hey, you know what? I'm going to bed in 20 minutes. Talk fast. Or what would have happened if you texted her and just said, hey, I'm getting ready for bed. Do you need something or is it okay if I call you in the morning? What are you afraid will happen if you do that? Because that is probably you're afraid of what she'll think. of you? If I had to guess, probably more likely than not. Answer what that is. Because that's the thing, you've got to decide. I'm gonna make my, and it don't mean you're a bitch. So often we're like, we don't do it, they're gonna think I'm a bitch. But what would you think if you call, if your sister texted you called and she was like, Kristen, is I'm about to go to bed. Do you need something right now? Or can I call you in the morning? Is that okay? Or do you want me to call you now? What would you think? Probably nothing. Be like, oh, okay. Tomorrow's fine. But we've decided they're going to think we're terrible people. And we don't ever think they're terrible people. And neither does anybody else. But we've just decided that's what they're going to think about us. Yeah, talk fast. I got 20 minutes. Talk fast. Oh, okay. Mel has a good question. How do I remind myself before I eat to slow down? So common. I always eat so fast and then halfway through think, oh crap, slow down. Well, first of all, Mel, it's halfway through. You probably never even had that thought. And now you're halfway through, you're like, oh crap, I need to slow down. First of all, that's an amazing win. And I want you to see that you're already developing the habit of it. So there's that. There's a couple of other things that you can do. I am very, very, I'm an advocate for setting your environment up for success. So if you always sit at a certain place, put a sticky note by your at your table that says slow down to remind you. If you always eat around the same time of day, set an alarm or a timer on your phone to go off. Be like, hey, don't forget to slow down when you eat today. Get a small fork. Get small baby small utensils and use them for your meals. That'll help you slow down. Put chopsticks by where you typically eat. Eat with chopsticks for a week or two. Put them there. Get a really small plate so that if you do eat, you'll at least have a gap. Be like, oh crap. Get a bite timer. Nancy said, count your chews. Oh, Jen uses kids' cutlery. That look at you, smarty. I love that. And it will slow you down. It's like, how can I remind myself? How can I set up my environment to remind you? Because your brain, it's not going to remind you. It's got a habit of momentum eating. It sits down, it shuts off, and you just eat until it's gone. And that's your pattern. I'm reading a book about habits right now. It's so interesting. And so you've got to set up your environment like somebody who wants to be a slower eater. A bite timer. You can just Google bite timer that you can download it on your phone and like people take it even out to dinner and they put it on their lap and they turn it on and then every so often it'll vibrate. Bzz, bzz, bzz. Yeah. So good. Yeah. But set up your environment to remind you because your brain, relying on your brain at first ain't gonna happen. Let's see. Beth said, you're welcome, Mel. I started to go to Ask Coaches with this, but then hopped on here. Well, hell, we're here. We might as well. Here are your Ask Coaches. Coaches right here. I notice things I know will be good for me. Movement, losing weight, not emotionally eating, putting lotion on my hands, just all kind of things like that. And yet I don't do them. Why do I know what's good for me, but then don't do them, even the most simple things? It's almost like I don't love myself enough to take care or take action. That's not true, Beth. Lisa, put that. Why do I know what to do, but I'm not doing it? I think it's on the bonus courses page. Or no, it was that replay. It was that replay. It's in video replays. And put the link here. And it was like August 26th or something. It is, first of all, you might be biting off more than you can chew. Like, because you listed a lot of stuff. Like, I want to, put lotion on my hands and I want to do this and I want to do all these things and whatnot. But again, just like I was talking about with the small plates and all that other stuff, you want to pick one thing, do it, and celebrate the shit out of yourself. That is the pattern for change. Always. That is always the pattern for change. Pick the smallest thing, do the thing, and celebrate it. Without those three pieces, habit change is not going to be sustainable. That's also where momentum comes from. You pick up those little things. You always hear I talk about my coffee. Do you think that, like, and I do every morning, I'm like, thank you for doing that last night. I love the smell of coffee in the morning. I do it every day. It's the smallest thing, but I make sure every day I give myself credit for it. I've been wanting to put lotion on my legs because I don't ever put lotion on, and I want to because my skin is dry like a lizard. So what have I done? I put it right beside my sink. It's not in a drawer. I did not put it away. I left it out where I can see it. So every day I'm like, oh, lotion, shit. That's what I was going to do. And I put the lotion on. And what do you think I do every day? God, my legs feel so much better. I'm so glad I'm doing this for myself. No more ashy for me. I'm taking care of me. So glad I'm doing this for myself. Doesn't take much. You have to do it that way. Out of sight, out of mind. Set up your environment and then celebrate the shit out of it. It's amazing that I do this for myself. So many people don't take care of themselves, but here I am taking care of me. That's the kind of conversations you've got to have. Because so many of it, how many of us are like, I want to put on lotion or I want to floss at night before bed, right? And then you do it. You do the thing. Finally, you do the thing. And here's the conversation. About time. You only been saying you're going to do this for 6 months. Everybody else is doing it. You know what? You're probably behind the eight ball now. Probably going to get wrinkles and crepey skin. Girls that were doing it a long time ago, like I should have been doing, they ain't going to have no crepey skin. I'm going to look like an old lizard all the time. God almighty. How many of y'all think y'all are going to do it the next day? Nobody. Not a soul. Because what happens is you do something lovely for yourself and then you beat yourself up for it. And then your brain is like, shit, I ain't doing that again. Every time I do it, she talks like shit to me. Let's put that in the way back and not remind her again because shit, that's a beatdown. Every time I put on lotion, I get a beat down. Every time I floss my teeth, I get a beat down. I ain't doing that no more. It's the same thing. When you're out walking, you know, you said you want to, you know, do some exercise, do some movement. I'm going to go out and walk today. Well, you only been saying it forever. How long? About time you got out here and moved. Same thing. Lisa, I'm going to tell you something. You know how to celebrate yourself. And I'm going to tell you why I know that. If your best friend called you and said, girl, I've been telling myself I was going to walk for the last 6 months. And here I am. I put my shoes on, went on out there. What would you say, Lisa? Girl, look at you. You doing so good. You know what gets easier every time you do it? Don't you feel better now? Bet that felt good. You know, I need to do the same thing. You've inspired me, whatever it is. You know how to do it for everyone else but you. You have the skill, you've just never applied it to yourself. So when I first started, I would say, what would I say to my daughters? What would I say to them? How would I say it to my best friend? What would I say to my aunt? What would I say to my sister? That is how you learn how to translate it. Because you know how to do it for everybody else. You've got the words. You've just never applied them to you. Beth, that's right. Find the tiny wins. Just like when, you know, what's the question a minute ago? And she was like, halfway through, I'm like, oh crap, I should slow down. That's a fucking win. Those are the wins we discount. I was never paying attention to say slow down. And now halfway through, I am. Oh my God, that's amazing. Such a win. Anything that you are doing 0.00001% better than you did the last time is a win. You know, when we did the thought stuff and we talked about like, coming up with like, thoughts or whatever, and I kept saying scooch closer to your goal. A scooch is teeny tiny. Yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to find everything that is getting you a minute bit closer to the version of you you want to be and give yourself credit for it. That's what has to happen. And if you don't know how to do it, go in the Facebook and say, I did this thing. Your no BS sisters will cheer you on. And you can borrow some of their thoughts. Ask yourself, what would I say to my daughter, my sister, and all that kind of stuff? Jen said, here's the thing, Jen. She said, it feels safer when you say it to somebody else versus you're just saying it to trick your own brain. Both of the things are true, Jen. It is true. You probably should have been doing it a while ago. It's true. You've been telling yourself you should have just gotten off the couch. That is true. But you know what else is true? You finally did it. You did something you've been avoiding and you did it anyway. You didn't want to and you did it anyway. That is also true. You can tell yourself either story. Both of them are true. Which one do you think is going to get you closer to your goal? That is all I'm saying. It's not a trick. You have two truths. You get to pick which story you're going to buy into. Both of them are true. Let's see. Donna said, I'm hungry when I wake up, but then I have my coffee and I'm not hungry. So I don't eat. I'm not sure if this is okay. I bet you, Donna, you're thirsty. Betcha. Because a lot of times, if you're thirsty, your body will send up a hunger signal. So if right after you drink your coffee, you're not hungry anymore, you were probably thirsty. I betcha any amount of money. That's totally fine. That's totally fine. Laura said, oh, Laura's already on thyroid medication. Perfect. So get us your data. Let us see why the scale isn't moving. Background. My supervisor and her supervisor are both retiring in the next 15 months. Company is promoting from within, but my coworker, who has been here less, will be above, and then you're going to be below. How can I reframe my thinking? I've been here longer. My contributions aren't appreciated because I was passed over for director. I know it's less responsibilities, and I'm more of a numbers person. But still, what the hell? Yes. Okay, so quick question. Do you want to be the director? Question number one. Question number one. Do you want to even be the director? Is that even anything on your radar of what to be? Because that's going to direct our, you sort of did. Okay. Did you want the responsibility and did you want to grow and change and get out of the numbers role into more of the other one? I really wanted it, but that person's been there less than me, but this job is actually my wheelhouse. This is actually where I shine. And I don't have to worry about anything. They got all the responsibility. I get to come in and do what I love. I get to handle the numbers, which I love doing. And I'm gonna have a weight off my shoulders at the end of the day. I don't have to worry about shit. That's gonna be really nice. Does that help at all, Leslie? And you can come, there can be a back and forth and ask coaches too. Well, oh, Leslie said, I know all of that, but the shitties keep coming up. They will. Old shitties don't go away, y'all. They don't. I wish they did, but they don't. Just because you think them doesn't make them true or doesn't make them be the thing you want to buy into. Yeah, I know all of that. Yeah, I was a little bit hurt that I was not the one picked, but when I look at it, I can see that this is really where I would like to be, and I'm gonna get to do what I love to do. That's all you have to do. As much as they come up, they're gonna come up. They're gonna come up about food. They're gonna come up about relationships. Old shitties, you know, the goal is not to get rid of them. The goal is to hear them and pivot them. The goal is to hear them and not believe them anymore because they're gonna come all the time, y'all. The only difference between like me, say me, like a coach or Corinne or one of those people, and somebody who just joined No BS, is we know how to pivot the thoughts. We can hear old shitty. We do not believe every old shitty that pops into our brain. And we decide what we want to think on purpose. Old shitty is your habitual thought. And we spend our time flipping them. Is that going to help me? If it's not, what can I think instead? Thoughts about using AI for coaching. I like the immediate feedback, and in making progress, but it makes me feel odd using it. So, well, you know, AI can never replace a human brain. It just can't. And a lot of times, like in coaching, in Ask Coaches, in, you know, coaching, like when you raise your hand or in private coaching, we use body language. We use like, you know, eye contact. We use like the building of a relationship over time, especially in private coaching. And we also have the experience of working with members all the time. So we can see where, you know, we can pull things out quicker. ChatGPT does not know you at all. They don't see your body language. They don't know the nuance that you have. I love ChatGPT for what are some other thoughts that I can think? What are some level ups? Like, here's what I've been eating. Here's what good, better, best is. I want to level up these good foods to better and best, you know, that sort of stuff. I like that kind of stuff, the do stuff. The thoughts and the emotions, I don't love it for. And just like Dawn said, AI will make shit up if it doesn't know the answer. That's exactly right. Like when we do our transcripts for our Sunday calls, we have tried to put in ChatGPT, give me the timestamps. We'll ask it for a timestamp. That's not its wheelhouse. But ChatGPT is not honest. And it doesn't say, MJ, that's not really something I do very well. You know what it did? One time I pulled it, it was like, Corinne coached Beatrice at, you know, 3 minutes to this time. And then she coached Elena from this time to that. She ain't coached nobody, named none of that stuff. I'm like, you just literally pulled that out of your ass. Out of Chad G. She the coaching that it gave me, she never even coached those people. She never coached those people. She coached like four people and it gave me like eight names and eight timestamps. Cause it doesn't say, hey, I don't know the answer. It won't say that. I'll be like, oh, you want me to do that? Okay, fine. Here, have this. So you do have to check it. But I do love it for recipes. I love it for level ups. I love it for like, you know, I did this thing and I think, you know, I'm really trying to learn how to talk nice to myself. What are some things that you could tell yourself in the moment? I love that. Yeah, sometimes it is funny because I'll go sometimes on these calls, I say things like shit fire and different things, and ChatGPT will pick it up and put it in the description. Because that's what we use descript that's what we use it for here is call descriptions. We put in the transcript and it spits back out a description for us. But sometimes it'll say, MJ was on something, and then it'll say, Shit fire. She's got your answers or something like that. Always laugh when it does that. Yeah, it's funny. Let's see. Shannon, I've already answered this question about knowing what you should do and just not doing it. And I spent a good bit of time on it. So go back and watch the replay. Or maybe it was already, maybe you were on and you heard it, but Lisa will put the link to the call as well. Lisa will put it into the call, into the, there it is right there, into the chat. Let's see. My work situation has changed. And I'm now at home most of the time and have almost no schedule. I'm having a hard time finding a new routine for water. When I was sitting at a desk during the day, I usually got in all my water working around the house. I fix my water and forget about it in whatever room I left it in. Can you give me suggestions for a new water routine? Yes, put some water in every room. Set a timer on your watch to drink water every so often. Because I did this. I worked in a nursing home. And then I went into home health. My whole water routine had to change. I mean, totally shift because I was in the car all the time out in the middle of Chester, South Carolina, and I wouldn't know where to go pee. And then I had to, then whenever I came home, my whole routine changed again. So, you first have to, when it changes, you've changed your circumstance. So now you're not at your desk all the time. Now you got to figure out how to insert the water into your life. To put water in every room. That'd be the easiest thing. And then set reminders to drink your water. You could drink it like a game, like 8 or 12 ounces of water every time you stop. There you go. Speaking of food, I am hitting a wall and so bored with my food choices. At the same time, I'm exhausted from everything else that I feel like I don't have the energy to think of new things to try. My Pinterest list is amazing, but actually making a decision and then making the food is a different story. Any suggestions as a small place to start? Well, you could use ChatGPT. That would be great. Here's the stuff I have in my house. Give me some recipes. That would be good. And the other thing too is make sure you're putting a couple choices on there. So put something on there on your plan to cook every day. But then, if you're tired and you don't feel like it, here's what I'll pick up, or here's what I'll order in. That's all you have to do. Give yourself some choices and give yourself some good choices. If you're bored of your food, plan some fun, exciting food. Well, it was a chapter in a book I'm reading about habits, Anonymous says. If it's good, I'll let y'all know later. I just started. We'll see. I hate to give y'all more shit to read. But I'll let y'all know if it's good. But there's a like a section about habits in this. It's a book about choice, but then there's a section about habits, which is really, really good. Geraldine said, I need help getting refocused. I got off track over the summer. Now that the kids are back in school, I have time to focus and regroup. I'm indulging confusion. I love that. Can you just help me get back in my groove? So you want to just pick one thing. A lot of times when you get off track or you let your habits kind of fall off, either we see it a lot during the holidays, we see it a lot during the summer and like this, like back to school kind of time. Because for some people, for some teachers, now is the time that they've fallen off their habits, right? Because they're like, I had all summer and it was great and I got my shit done and now blah. And then they have to do this kind of thing in the summer where they're like, I got to get back in the routine. And Geraldine is like, now is when she's wanting to get back in the routine. What happens is you look at what you were doing right before the summer started. I was writing a plan every day and I was getting all my water in. I was walking every day and I was da 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 da. And then we think we need to be exactly there again immediately. Like, drop the kids off. Now all my habits came back into place. And when we don't do it, we beat ourselves up. We say, well, you were doing that. Why can't you do it again? Oh my God, this is going to take so long. Ugh, why did you even stop doing them? They were so easy. You felt good doing them. And we just beat ourselves up. So then our brain is like, well, I don't want to go back over there. Every time I try to do stuff, she like, beating me up about it. So you have to know that you have got memory of those habits. They're going to come back faster than they did. So I want you to pick one thing again. Pick one thing do the thing, celebrate the shit out of yourself. Right? And then you do that for a couple of days. Used to be when you were trying to figure out how to get water in, when you first joined OBS, it would take you a little bit of time to figure out how to implement that habit. But now your brain is going to be like, oh, girl, we just did this a few months ago. I know how to do Yes, because you're going to celebrate the shit out of you. That's what you're going to do. And then it's going to be like, oh my God, this is lovely. I remember doing this and it's fun. I feel good when I do it because that's what happens when we do something and then we're like, well, it's about time. You shouldn't ever stop doing the first. We feel like shit doing the thing. We have to make it emotionally rewarding for ourselves. We have to. That's where that little bit of celebration comes in. So just pick one thing, go after it, figure it out, celebrate the shit out of yourself. And then pretty soon, won't be long, you'll be like, oh man, you know what? I used to plan every day too. I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna set a timer on my phone, or I'm gonna get after it. And Geraldine, is it your birthday? Happy birthday. Look, you gave yourself the gift of a question today. Love it. Oh, okay. I've been working on this is anonymous. I have been trying to work on the pause before eating to feel my emotions in the moment, and it's not working. I feel like I'm emotionally unaware. I don't like to feel the feelings. I've always pushed them down and ignored them, so I didn't bother anymore. I love this so much. So it's not going to be an emotion is not going to be your trigger. I want hunger to be your trigger to ask yourself what you're thinking. Okay. So the emotion is not going to trigger you because you don't feel, you know, you're not a big feeler of emotion. I'm not a big feeler of emotion at all. My indicator is hunger. So if I'm going back into the kitchen to grab something, and I notice that I'm walking around, and I'm like, dang, I'm hungry. Because I always say I'm hungry. Y'all, I ain't always hungry, but that'll be how I get in there. Girl, you know you're hungry. You could eat something. That's how I always get myself in there. And so then I'm like, wait a minute, you just ate. You're not hungry. What do you need right now? What are you trying to avoid right now? That's when I start to question my emotions. Because I know I'm not hungry. So I know, because if you're not eating for hunger, you're eating for emotion. Simple as that. You're either looking to feel an emotion or not wanting to feel an emotion. That's how it works. And so the trigger for you, like it is for me, because I'm not a big feeler of emotion, is hunger or just the act of walking into the kitchen. I did for a very long time in my snack drawer. I put a discovery worksheet. I just laid it on the top right there. For a long time, I had a sticky note on my refrigerator said, "Are you hungry?" I made sure because my brain was not going to ask me. And if the answer was no, you're not hungry, that was my trigger. Okay, what are you looking for right now? What do you really need right now? What you looking for? It's not food because you're not hungry. What do you need? So that's going to be your trigger. Tammy said, please speak more about not waiting until your stomach gurgles with hunger. I think I've been doing it wrong. You ain't been doing it wrong. That's what I've been waiting for. That's fine, Tammy. So you may have a stomach growl. For me, it is, I'm past, way past hungry. It's those little tiny, for a lot of people, they wait out. We'll see it all the time. Like, I'm never hungry, and then all of a sudden, I'm weak and I have a headache, and my stomach is growling, and I'm starving. I'm hangry. They're missing the cues that lead up to it, those subtle cues that may not live in your stomach as a stomach growl. If you're doing okay with the stomach growl, that's fine. Maybe that is your cue. If you're able to hear the stomach growl and then be able to eat slowly, you know, stop it enough. Pay attention and all that kind of stuff, that is, then you're doing fine. And look, if you're not doing it wrong, there's not doing it wrong. You're eating when you're hungry, whether it's the first whisper of hunger or the way on down the road hunger. So that's exactly what we want. That is perfect. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, what if you do something that is good for you, but the running sentence afterwards is, ugh, I have to do this again tomorrow. I know I don't have to. I choose to, but it's still kind of a pain in the moment or not enjoyable or fun, and I dread doing it again. What can I say that feels better? Okay, this would be me. Planning is the one I don't like to do every day. So we'll use planning as an example. Coach MJ's example. Ugh, I do this every fucking day. Oh, I hate doing this. Girl, that's a small price to pay for weight loss. It don't take you but a minute. You got this. Remember all them hoops you used to jump through all the time? You had to put shit in a calculator and count and keep up and didn't know what to eat. Girl, this is so much easier. Small price to pay. If it's exercise, if you want to get out and walk, oh, I can't believe I have to do this every day. Girl, you ain't got to, but you know what? Here's all the beauty in it. It's going to keep you healthy. You're going to be an amazing grandmother. You're going to be able to get in and out of the floor. And the thing is, we don't have to find orgasmic joy in everything we do. Sometimes we do things because it is good for us. Sometimes we do things because it gets us one step closer to our future self. We are not going to always feel orgasmic joy leaving bites of our favorite food on our plate. It's just who we are because we don't eat past enough. Because we have hashtag bitch got goals. I don't get orgasmic joy from setting up a coffee every night, but I do it. Because that's who the fuck I am. That's who I am. Sometimes if I don't have my water in, I want a Diet Coke. I don't want more water. I'll be honest. I just want a Diet Coke. That's all I want. But I don't have all my water in. And you know who I am? I'm a person who gets my water in because it matters. It helps me with my weight loss. It helps me with my skin, my glow. So I do it. Because that's just who I am. Yes, nobody ever got orgasmic joy from brushing their teeth. It's just what you do. So I mean, sometimes it's like, I have to do this again tomorrow. Yes, I do, because that's who the fuck I am. Damn straight. That's who I am. That's who I'm becoming. Every day I do it, it's going to be more and more of a habit. And maybe I won't feel that way later. And, 2 months, 6 weeks, maybe I won't feel that way. Wendy says, I have been leaving bites, good, getting in spontaneous exercise and resistance twice a week. Pretty new to that. That's awesome. Sleep, water, at least 48 ounces, really waiting for hunger. First of all, Wendy, I want to just say something to you. I want to say, I love this. She's in here telling me all the things she's doing right. And she tells me I'm getting in 48 ounces of water because she probably was not a water drinker. And she is not asking me, well, Corinne says 64, so it's not perfect. Da, da, da. She was like, I am making strides. I am doing well. I love that. Wendy, kudos for you. That is exactly how you do no BS. 48 ounces. I could not love that more. You are taking note. That's a good example. We always say, take no BS and put it in your life. Do not bend your life to fit no BS in. And Wendy is saying, I'm at 48 ounces right now, which is a much better than I was doing. And I love that I'm doing that for myself. I'm not saying it has to be perfect. I'm going to say I'm just going to keep getting better. Wendy, congratulations. You get a gold star today. I love that. Because so many people are like, well, it's not 64. Corinne says 64. Can't get 64, might as well not do nothing at all. No, that is not any no BS woman shit. This Wendy is doing right here, that's no BS woman shit right there. Good for you, Wendy. All right, that's enough on Wendy. We all know she's doing awesome. Okay. What can I try next? I love this. Okay. Well, you can increase your water if you're ready for that. You have not been saying, I want to make sure you're tracking because if the scale, y'all, we got several planners for y'all. We got the regular old planner. We can plan ahead of time. But for a lot of you do not know if you're a person who just joined or you're a person who is resistant to planning or you don't want to plan or you've just struggled to get in the habit of planning, whatever. On the top of the No BS Weight Loss course, we have the Quick Start Tracker. It's what we give to new members. And all it asks you to do is, what did I eat at the end of the day? What did I eat? So I don't make, not making a plan. I just write down, here's what I had yesterday. Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop it enough? And the reason that is so important is because if you notice your scale stops moving, or you notice a little bit of a gain, whatever, you can email me that information or post it in Ask Coaches, and we can quickly identify the gap. We can help get you pointed in the right direction. So I love, love, love that tracking. If you don't want to plan, use the Quick Start Tracker. That's fine. It's totally fine. Any way you want to do it, but I want to know that hunger and enough data. So if you're not doing that, that would be an amazing thing for you to work on. And then the other thing you said, I'm leaving bites behind. I want to make sure you are stopping at enough because just because you leave bites behind does not mean you're stopping at enough. I could go over to Captain Steve's today and get the Captain Seafood platter, the whole platter. It's got everything, fried food, of course, because I'm Southern, with all the hush puppies and everything. Piled up high on that plate. And I could say, I'm going to leave bites behind. That is still way over my enough. So I want to make sure that you are 100% when you say leaving bites behind, that is amazing. But a level up would be starting to recognize your enough signals so that you know when you've had enough. And if you want suggestions for that, I don't know if you're new or not, but, because I'm working with an older member and help scout every day and support at pmptribe.com. We keep emailing back and forth. But if you're new and you want to know where any of that stuff is, or you're like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, she's lost 9 pounds. I think, Wendy, you're not stopping at enough. You're leaving bites, but you're not stopping at enough. That's it. And if you want help with that, you email me or you go and ask coaches. See, that's how that works. We'll help you. Lindy said, I have hunger and enough on lock. Yes. I also hear Corinne saying it doesn't matter what I eat, which I love and heavily depend on. I'm sick of cooking and food prep, even throwing something in a microwave. So when I have hunger signals, I eat the easiest thing to calm the hunger. Just knock it off. Even if I plan when time comes, I don't want that and certainly don't want to prepare it. I long have about 7 to 5 pounds to lose to reach my goal. I know I need more protein, but I just can't do it. So here's the thing. Again, I talked about this earlier. When you plan two things. Plan something that you really want and something like that you're going to cook and prep, and then something if I don't feel like it, then this is what I'm going to have instead. Make sure you have got some amazing, I have got some amazing, like chicken meatballs in my freezer that I could throw in the air fryer at night. I have got frozen veggies in my freezer because I'm an empty nest now. My daughter just said the other week, did y'all just give up on cooking? Y'all just gave it up. Like I come in here, there's like literally no food. And I'm like, no, there's literally no food. She was like, how do y'all live over here? I'm like, we just whatever. Whatever. I've eaten the strangest combinations of shit. But it's like super simple. I have a frozen pizza in my fridge right now, my freezer right now. I have got like Lean Cuisine macaroni and cheese that I'll put a little scoop of cottage cheese in. That might would be my dinner. That's the kind of stuff that I have right now. I've got cans of soup in the pantry so that if I don't feel like cooking or something happens, I always have something to throw in. I have hunger and enough on lock. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I already answered that. I know, Lindy, my kids, since they've left, they're like, what the fuck are y'all doing over here? We got like an apple, some peanut butter, and some frozen shit. Like, that's all we have. Geraldine said, oh, what about your husband? Does he's the one that cooks. You know, he's retired now. So he cooked on 2 days ago. So we ate that again last night for dinner. He cooked chicken on a grill. And I stuck a potato in the oven. And there's still some chicken in there. But we just do whatever. My husband, he's about this big around. He weighs 134 pounds. He's a teeny weeny little man. And he would literally come in and eat an egg. That's it. He's this tiny wee little man. Oh, Lee said she lives near me. I'll meet y'all at Captain Steve's. You know what I'm talking about, Lee. She knows Captain Steve. Whole catfish. I get salt and pepper catfish strips. I love it. Yeah, my husband, I mean, 'cause hell, I'm working. I'm sitting here working. He's on the phone with his brother now. He ain't done nothing. He is taking my mama to the doctor today, though. Yes, I do love that. Somebody just asked about small group coaching. We do not have small group coaching. The only thing that we offer is private coaching, which you can find on the page under coaching. And you want accountability, you said whoever that was. And if you go to the private coaching page, y'all, and you ever want to talk to me about private coaching, there's a link to my calendar. You can get on my calendar and I'll talk to you. And if we'll talk about if private coaching is right for you or not. If it's not, I'll help you come up with a plan. I'll help you diagnose what you can talk about in private coaching. It's a 15-minute call. Holly, the lady that does like the marketing over at the assisted living, she said the other week, she said, if I went to heaven and the Lord said, you can come back to earth if you want to, she said, the only way I'm coming back is if I can be Mike Sharifi's mother-in-law, which is true, which is true. He's good to her. He's Mr. MJ is good. He's a good guy. All right, y'all. Oh, 3 more days till Karen fucking Brennan is now retired. Yay. All right. Y'all, please let me know if y'all got any questions. Make sure you're using Ask Coaches. Don't forget we're doing planning next month. Planning. And yesterday, Corinne announced on her call, y'all, guess what we're doing starting next month? I tell y'all, I don't think it's really out there yet, but I tell y'all, don't tell nobody. Y'all keep it amongst ourselves. Starting next month. In the newsletter on Sundays, food plans. Food plans for all of y'all. It's like, I don't know what the fuck to eat. We're gonna tell you. There'll be some Aunt JJ recipes in there. We'll be giving you recipes and doing all that kind of stuff. And next week, you find out what the theme of camp is. I already know, but I can't tell that. I can't tell that, y'all. It's a good one, though. It was one that Corinne mentioned like 6 months ago, and it was my front runner for a camp topic, like a whatever. And I was praying she was gonna pick it because she was throwing out all kinds of bullshit ideas. But I was like, please let her pick this one. I want her to pick this one. And she did. I'm so excited. It's my favorite. So, but food plans are coming next month. And next week you'll find out what I already know because I'm in the know. But I'm gonna let her tell you that. Yeah, it's gonna be really, really good. Well, Karen said maybe there'll be in-person tickets left. Go ahead and get it, y'all, because the prices are just gonna go up, not up. The prices stay the same, but every month you wait, your cost goes up. Karen, you know you're going any fucking way. She could be talking about cats having diarrhea, and you know you wanna be there and you would get something out of it. You need to come. Y'all, I'm gonna just tell you this. Corinne makes sure that every camp applies to a lot of people. It just is. So I am just telling y'all, it's going to be off the chain. And then virtual tickets do go on sale next year. So they'll be, they're going to be there for you. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Please ask questions. Please, 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 please. If you're scaling and moving, that's a me problem for you to help you solve. That is not a you problem. That is an MJ problem. If your scale isn't moving, that's on me to help you figure it out. That ain't on you. Remember that. All right, y'all. Bye, y'all.